There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
And welcome to Fat Chat, the podcast endorsed by Mrs. Claus herself.
Well, well, well. That might give you a little bit of an insight into what we're talking about this week, which is surviving the festive season. Food, fashion, body shaming family members, we're going to be covering it.
I'm Hayley from Curves and Curls, and if you don't love Christmas, you're a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
I'm George from Full of Figure, Full of Bust, and I guess that makes me a cotton-headed ninny muggins. That's me.
And I'm Rifki from Slink Magazine, and I love Christmas so much, I'll be wearing sequin jumpers right through till February.
Sparkle!
No!
Now, why don't you let us know what your favourite Christmas song is by getting in touch with us on social media at FatChatPod. On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Mine's Dominic the Donkey, which is an Italian Christmas song about an Italian Christmas donkey. Just saying, look it up. It will change your life.
I mean, you don't need to go to the social media to find out about that weird
shit. Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey walloper. If that doesn't make sense to you, you should check out the other podcasts on Secret Recordings. That's all I'm saying.
I am the biggest Christmas dork. Like, I think I'm a romantic by nature, so like all the movies and the traditions, and I love everything about it. I'm self-declared Christmas dork.
I love that. Why not?
Thank you.
I mean, my favorite thing when I was younger was just eating all the advent calendar chocolate on day one and generally just gradually enjoying the food throughout the month and then sale chocolate at the end of the month. So yeah, that's pretty much me
food
for Christmas.
Bookended by chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate, food, chocolate. Yeah, yeah. I'm not big on Christmas, unfortunately. I am the opposite to Hayley. What about you, Rivki?
We're all about balance. We're all about balance. Yeah.
Well, I get the joy of being a Jew at Christmas, which means that I get all of the festive cheer, the lights, the kind of, I think, like, London is so lovely at Christmas. Oh, it's so warm and festive.
I love it.
And it's so bustly and the lights are beautiful. And there's just, yeah, there's just lots of, like, nice, fun things. But then I can take all the bits that I love and then I don't have to partake in maybe all the really stressful family stuff that other people have. So I can kind of have a great time, make a turkey, eat lots of food and then step back.
But is it true that you don't really do presents as well?
Do you know what? When everyone else is talking about how skint they are at the end of Christmas, I'm like, ha, 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 I still got my paycheck.
Yeah, I'm headed off to the sale, bitch.
Yeah, like, it's great. It's like having all those, like, really lovely non-commercialised bits of Christmas, of spending it time with my family, watching movies, making a turkey, roast potatoes, the whole works, but then not having to spend my money on anyone else, and I love it.
And does the holiday armadillo come and see you? Is that legit? Oh. I'm sorry, everyone must ask you that.
This,
I have to get it in there.
So,
only dumb people.
one of my friends told us that it got to Christmas at work, and someone said, oh, yeah, you don't have Christmas, you've got Hanukkah, that you've got that special animal. And she's like looking at them really baffled. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. They're like, yeah, you've got the holiday armadillo. And she didn't know how to break it to them that that was not a real thing.
It was just
wait,
being a massive asshole as per usual. That is honestly one of my favorite stories. Like, every time you tell me, I can feel like that giggle starting in my tummy, basically like Santa. Like, I start ho, ho, ho before you even get going. So what do you love about Christmas? We would love to hear about what you love over on at Fat Chat Pod. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
As well as being, you know, quite a fun holiday, there's food, there's lights, there's presents. Christmas can also be quite a stressful time of year. There's a lot of pressure to live your best life, you know, Instagram gives us those perfect squares of joy. Other people are taking their photos at Winter Wonderland with their little earmuffs on, with their mulled wines in front of the big Ferris wheel.
Stop talking about my Instagram right
now. I mean, yeah, I'm going to be there posting old bikini photos, wishing it was
Horse
summer again.
Shit. You will be posting all the Christmas spam while bar humbugging and being miserable all the way through it.
A little bit. Utter bastard.
I
am that person, though. I am that person. I contribute to that whole, like, social media making you feel like you should be living well, drinking loads. Hayley, do you feel the pressure around Christmas to sort of be that perfect social media Christmas loving person?
I do really enjoy Christmas, but I think sometimes there can be such a focus on posting about all the incredible stuff you're doing, you almost forget to be present. And I think that's I think that's a lot of social media is that, and I think that's why it makes us feel a bit shit about ourselves, because firstly we haven't maybe enjoyed our experience as much as we should have because we were watching it through a tiny little camera phone, and secondly because we're made to feel like everybody else's Christmas looks perfect, but you didn't see when, like, someone's gran got where they were and, like, got locked out the house, or someone's toddler threw a tantrum, or I don't know, someone's aunt said something vaguely racist. And those are things that happen, and it can be stressful. And I think sometimes it's like, it's not necessarily Love Actually, you know, and at the end of it, it's exhausting. And I think we're not encouraged to really talk about that much, because it's just like the best time ever.
I mean, I'm the sister of the woman that Colin Farrell marries. I'm her in that, you know, where they're like marching down the street like, you will marry my daughter. No, that's my character in Love Actually. But yeah, no, it's so true. Like, Rivki, do you feel the same, that it's just, I mean, you work in fashion. For you, it must be such a crazy time of year of like parties and drinks and social things and trying to be at every party every night and then in work every day. And
well, what's weird is that in sort of in the industry you start looking at Christmas in July. Yeah. So I mean, I've been on Christmas for months now, so by the time it kind of gets to it, I'm like, oh, I have slightly started to have a little bit enough of it. But then I think once Oxford Street is lit up, but it is really hard. The events will start ramping up. Everyone kind of wants to see you before Christmas. Everyone wants to drink loads.
That is the weirdest thing to me, right? It's so funny. It's like at the 1st of January, the world may end. So you must see everybody prior to... It's this weird thing. It's like we must get together before... I haven't seen you for the whole fucking year. Why now? Why now? I've got so much stuff in my diary. I don't want to see you, Doris. Like, I'm not interested. It's just such a weird thing, and it happens every year. Oh, we must get together before Christmas.
I really hope Doris does not listen to this podcast.
Doris, we love you. Shout out to you, babe. I hope you're living your best life.
It is true that it's like the events really ramp up. I'm not the biggest drinker, don't laugh at me. I just have to go to a lot of events.
Mate,
but I don't.
I'm not the biggest drinker either, it's fine.
But that kind of pressure from other people. That if you kind of are happy to go to the event but not get absolutely shit-faced at everything or every work Christmas party, or somehow the biggest killjoy. And I just think, no, I've got to go to work. My liver, I can't really cope with any more of this, and I'm fucking exhausted. So I think it is really exhausting. I love it though when it kind of hits that Christmas Eve sort of point and I'm just with my friends and my family, and it is, you know, we've kind of set up our own little traditions. And I think the thing is to kind of, like you were saying, like, be present, but worry less about presents. So worry less about the commerciality of it.
Or worry less about what you're posting. Like, you know, if you've got something to post on Instagram or whatever, or on Facebook, you don't have to make other people jealous. You just have to enjoy it for what it is.
But yeah, this kind of like really hyped up thing, I think I love the kind of value of it being about people like going home, spending it with family, seeing people,
driving home for Christmas.
But it's lovely. Yeah. It's so nice for people to have that opportunity and to take a step back. And I think we've started to like mess it up with things like social media, because then everyone's like, oh my god, what did they do, you know, who can wrap the best present, who cares, like, spend time with people you like.
Use brown paper. Better for the environment, dicks.
Use those big bags and keep using them till they fall apart.
So I'm like the loudest introvert in the world. I'm the most outgoing introvert, but I really need to be by myself to recharge. And for me, it's that constant social engagement. It's like constantly being around people. I just get so tired, and I have to like plot in days where I know I can just go and be in the house and not do anything. Because for me, it's that. It's like the burnout. And then you hit like Boxing Day and all of a sudden all this momentum and energy that's kept you going suddenly just stops. There's no one around. Everybody hibernates. If you're, loads of people are like on the sofa with their significant other watching their Christmas DVDs. And I'm like, you know, sitting at home with my fucking cat. And, you know, I think there's like a come down as well that can happen. For me, I really find the time between Christmas and New Year quite difficult.
The festive gooch.
This is literally what she refers to every year. The gooch.
The festive gooch. That's what it is. You're like, oh, okay, I have to be
that
here
no
to get
man's
to that.
Land yeah. between Christmas and New Year. Yeah. But I find it really tough. I find it like a real come down time. And for the last few years, I've been like creating this jar where I write all the good stuff that's happened over the year and I put it in there. And then I think it's part of that reflection as well. New Year's do it, birthdays do it, where you're like, oh, it's another year and what have I achieved? But when I start opening those, I'm like, this has been a good year, even if it's had its struggles. There's loads of things in here that I like don't remember anymore, but that was a great moment.
Yeah, there is kind of a lot of hype up to Christmas, and then it kind of, unless you've got proper plan, like for me, New Year's Eve is a big one. We always do like a big group party.
I fucking hate New Year's Eve.
Oh my God, I love New Year's Eve. Like we start talking about New Year's Eve in my friendship group from about January 2nd. Absolutely buzzing for it.
I always get sick. Without a doubt, I always get sick in some way, shape or form. And it is always a flipping letdown. I can't with the new year. I cannot.
No, biggest anti-climax of my life.
I've had a couple of good New Years, but they're either the ones where I've planned absolutely nothing, like it's just been a few friends at home, or it's ones where I've gone completely all out. I went to
balls
Thailand for one of them.
Years.
Yeah, full moon party. Balls deep indeed. That's for another podcast.
And it's got a turn for the worst.
I mean, Hayley, speaking of funny anecdotes, you were telling Rivki and I earlier about something going back to Christmas, something that happened to you one Christmas that always makes me laugh. Just the images that I get when you
so
tell
my
the story.
Family are so Christmassy. It's the biggest thing in my family. Like every family have the holiday that they care about. Mine is Christmas. I come from a really big family. My mum's one of five. There's cousins and aunts and uncles, everybody. We usually have a couple of friends, like the poor old lonely hearts that come over and hang out with us.
Doris is there quite often.
Except Hayley doesn't want to see her.
Fucking Doris. But yeah, so I'd stayed over at my mum's. We woke up in the morning. My mum was hosting Christmas lunch. There was going to be 17 of us. We obviously woke up. We slept that night in the house. We woke up in the morning. My brother arrived super early with my sister-in-law. And they walked into the house and he was like, it smells like gas in here.
And you were like, I'm farting.
Too much Christmas
food. I had a lot of pigs in blankets last night.
mince pies. We had a gas leak and the gas engineer came around and was like, you can't cook on this cooker. I have to turn the gas off until some gas safety engineer can come and sort of, there will be no cooking in here today. And we had to like decamp the entire Christmas to my flat on the other side of London. Food for 17 people, like more presents than is really normal for any one family to have. And my just had to like move the entire, I thought my mum was gonna have a stroke. Because she plans this for months. She has all her timing down to like the last millisecond. She's done her potatoes 7 months before because Jamie Oliver told her she could. It's insane. And I thought she was going to have a nervous breakdown, but it turned out amazingly, but it was just an extra layer of stress that maybe we didn't.
In my mind, you're just all walking down the street. One of you's got a turkey. Yeah. Like the other one's got like a thing of potatoes. One of you's got a sack of present. You're like, with the hats on from the crackers. That's it. Well, in my mind.
Well, even more ridiculous, we basically had to go in a caravan because my brother has a tiny little car at the time. We couldn't get everything in there and we couldn't get everything into an Uber as well. So we had to get two Ubers as well as my brother's car. So we're three cars just to transport our family Christmas. It's embarrassing, actually. I'm sorry.
I'm into it.
Shame. Right, so now we get to that point, always my favorite bit of the podcast, fashion advice from our super fashionista, Rivki.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a Christmassy episode without talking about Partyware, would it? So obviously there is that kind of big pressure, because not only are you probably going to have tons of parties to go to or events and things where you're just thinking, oh my God, what do I wear? But then there's Christmas Day itself.
Do you dress up for Christmas Day? Because we do in my house and I love
it. I wear
it.
A Christmas jumper.
Cute.
And nothing else, ladies and gentlemen.
Da, da,
and exclusive.
Da, 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 da. What about you, George?
I actually come from my stepfamily. So my stepmom is half Latvian, half Estonian, and they celebrate Christmas Eve more than Christmas Day. So when my grandpa was still with us, we would go to my grandparents' house and dress up then. And then on Christmas Day, dress up as well. So two opportunities to dress up, which I do like to dress up.
I mean, I think for Christmas, it's got to be something sparkly.
Totally. I mean, there. Yeah, I mean, for life, that. It should be sparkly.
I mean, definitely for life, but I mean, some people thinking kind of...
Not just for Christmas.
Yeah, sparkles for life, not just for Christmas. Yeah, so a really, really great option if you don't want to go full-on cocktail dress for Christmas, especially if you're just at home.
Is to unfollow this podcast. No.
Is to go for a really nice Christmassy knit, like a nice lurex knit or a nice little sequin knit. There's so many now. And also, they don't just have to be character jumpers anymore. I think when they started, Christmas jumpers were like... penguins with funny hats. I mean, obviously I've got those,
but you don't have to wear them.
So like there's
some of them are quite demure, like snowflakes baubles on, like.
Or embellishment. So a kind of a Christmas knit has really, really kind of come out of its shell into just being like great knitwear for the whole festive period. And I have to say, I think loads of the supermarkets are doing really, really good knitwear. But if you're not me and you're not going to wear sequins right up into like February, March time, then, you know, look for like F&F, TU at Sainsbury's, Nutmeg. They're all doing really nice, cute little sparkly knits. And you can just pair those with a pair of jeans or leggings if you're more comfortable, or like a really lovely pleated skirt that's kind of everywhere on the high street right now.
Yeah, and you can get a sparkly one.
Exactly.
Double bang for your sparkle.
And then, of course, if we're heading towards New Year's Eve or you've got Christmas parties, then look out for some great little sequin dresses in all different fits and styles. But I think the most important thing for party wear is actually to get your undergarments right first. So make sure you've gone and got fitted for a bra. If you want to wear some shapewear, that's all going to help your kind of party look sit just right.
So what's a good party look investment that'll last beyond this Christmas?
Do you know what? It's such a classic, but a little black dress that you can dress up and change year on year.
Or not so little if you're me.
A massive black dress.
A massive black sack.
The MBD.
The massive black dress. A black dress will always be classic. And it
can dress it up and down, I guess, can't you?
Yeah, you can wear it kind of with boots to the office, switch into heels, add some different jewellery, play with all the hair accessories that are all over the high street at the minute. And that's going to be something that you can layer, switch up and change season on season. So actually, that's probably one that's quite worth investing in. So if you're thinking, I'm going to treat myself, maybe splash a little bit extra cash, get a great black dress that you can just reinvent every season.
And will you post some great black dresses and sparkly things on the socials for us?
I will. If you head to Fat Chat Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, I will be linking my favourite 10 party outfits.
So the festive season's a bit of a weird one because it's kind of like the season of excess, lots of food.
Also XXL.
Lots of, of XS and XL.
Just reminding you all the time that even though you can't see us, we are fat.
You sound so fat. You've got fat vocal cords. But yeah, it's like this totally encouraged at all like levels of the festive season to be enjoying and the excess. And yet somehow you still get relatives kind of being like, oh, so you're going to have another mince pie, are you? Or, another helping? Which is, it's such a weird mixed message.
It is such a season of mixed messages because I think in the run-up, it's like all the food advertising, all this kind of amazing, like, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this, have this, try this, get really drunk, drink more. And then what is it on Boxing Day or like the end of Christmas, that first kind of Weight Watchers style adverts, they start really coming out. You haven't even had 24 hours away from Christmas yet.
I'm not even joking. On one of my many terrible New Year's Eves, I was watching Morphle, and, you know, they have the like stock advertising. And on the 31st, it was, you know, advertising M&S and Waitrose food, get some prawn dipped in gold or some shit, I don't know. And then literally turned over to midnight, Weight Watchers ad. Not even joking. Like, the ad changed straight away. And I understand some of that dynamic. But for me, it's kind of, it's this time of the year where you could go home. Maybe you've done some real work this year on feeling better about your body, on getting rid of some of that toxic self-talk. And you can be straight back to feeling like you did maybe when you were a teenager or being criticized in your body. And I just, how do you guys handle that when you come up against that?
It's a really interesting one because there have been quite a lot of statistics out about the number of women that turn down social engagements during this sort of festive period because they are too ashamed or too self-conscious to leave the house and go to parties. That's awful, like at a time where everyone's, well, hey, let's go out. And there are actually people sitting at home being like, nope, just can't do it. The first step is just to get out the door. And I think when you get there, you'll realize you're there with your friends and people who love you. And it is such, it is a difficult time of year where you are going to get those mixed messages, but you're going to have to find a place to be your own best friend. Yeah. And like get yourself out.
It's definitely, I mean, definitely that time of year where you need to be really careful about the social media you're surrounding yourself with at that time of year, because it to go from like drink more, like eat more, have more pigs in blankets, yes please, to, yeah, like you say, suddenly it's the gym ramps itself up, all of those things, it can be really hard. And one thing I think, if you are the kind of person who does like to make New Year's resolutions, or you do like to sort of see all those things and it does inspire you, I just think be sensible with yourself. If you're like, do you know what, actually I do want a fresh clean start this January, do it week by week. You know, make a target every week. Don't go, this year I'm going to drop 6 dress sizes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Be like, this week I'm going to make sure I have 2 liters of water every day, I'm not going to have as many snacks, and I'm going to make sure I meet up with a couple of friends or something like that. Try and like portion control with what they're telling you, essentially. Like, don't let it shame you. Be prepared, this is going to happen. And then if it is something that motivates you and spurs you on, be, you know, realistic with it, and try to just mute those accounts that are coming at you with all these, suddenly, like you say, there's 180 degree messages. It goes from midnight to like 1 past midnight, and that's it. Your body needs to change, your lifestyles need to change. Put down the drink.
So to me, I think like a big part of it is just like enforcing those boundaries. I think sometimes it can be difficult when we go back to family and have them make comments about our eating or about our dress size. It's sometimes really difficult to change the pattern of a lifetime, but this is a reminder that it is actually okay to say to people, I don't like it when you speak to me like that, or I'm fine with deciding what my own portion should be. And sometimes you can be really surprised because people, like we spoke about in our diet culture episode, people don't realize that they're doing it. They talk so negatively about food. They talk about being good or about being naughty and all of those things. And sometimes just saying to someone, that makes me uncomfortable, or could we not, or just not engaging in the conversation. For me, often it's just if somebody says something like that, I just ignore it like it didn't happen, because that's kind of a way of shaming them right back and being like, that comment is not even worth replying to. As far as I'm concerned, it didn't happen.
I think it's such a knee-jerk reaction, though. Sometimes people just come out with these things like, oh, I'm going to be naughty and have this, or, oh, do you think you've already had enough?
But that's diet culture. Do you mean that is essentially diet culture? The idea that nothing is without some form of guilt.
And some kind of moral value attached to food, which is just madness, especially at a time of year when you're surrounded by things that are possibly more full fat or more full of calories, but at the same time, we're encouraged to eat them, but we're also encouraged to feel bad about that. What a waste
only
of energy.
Until Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And you stop.
Yeah.
Then no more.
Yeah.
Guilt is back.
Pigs and blankets in the bin. I will be the only pig in a blanket in my house.
As much as I don't really like Christmas, I love Christmas dinner and Christmas food and bread sauce and cranberry sauce and gravy. Indulge, enjoy. it happens once a year, unless like me, occasionally you like to cook a Christmas dinner in June because you missed it so much. Let yourself enjoy it. Let yourself taste that food, be nourished by that food, enjoy that food, hang out with those people. Let those experiences mean something. Meet up for that friend with that friend for that drink. Eat that mince pie. It's okay. Have those things. It's all right.
Make the memories that are like involved in all of these instead of just being like, and that's where some of the upset around this time of year comes in, because it's, if you're stopping yourself from doing things because of all these other crazy implications. So as per usual, we're going to be doing a self-care tip this week. And I think self-care is hugely important at Christmas. You can sometimes get so carried away with everything that's going on, you kind of forget to do the basics. I think one of my biggest ones is just do the bits that you enjoy and are important to you. I think sometimes this time of year, there's pressure to do what other people expect and stuff. But if you really want to spend Boxing Day on the couch watching movies and eating leftovers, or if you want to spend it going out and doing something, like, pick what you love. If you love to go ice skating but you don't want to be in the pub all night, that's fine. Like, do, it's your Christmas too. You don't have to do what everybody else expects. And I also, we were talking about this, and I think it's a huge time to think of other people. That's a huge part of the Christmas spirit anyway. But for some people, this is a really tough time of the year. Maybe they're not getting on with family. Maybe everybody's gone away. Maybe they're just struggling and it's bringing it home to them at Christmas that it's been a hard year. So check in on those who you think maybe don't have the best support network. We often say, like, sometimes you can have people who aren't that much on social media, and that's how we stay in touch with people and, like, figure out if they're okay. So if they're not on social media that much, just reach out, because you never know. Maybe no one else did. I'm going to totally change the topic now, though. What are your top three Christmas dinner bits of food?
Three!
Top three. I can see, well, we can't go through the whole thing, otherwise we have to do another podcast. But I can see George, like, literally her eyes died a little bit when I said
I'm actually, I'm slightly salivating at the idea of cooking Christmas dinner this year. I cook it with my younger brother, and we spend the whole day doing it, and there's so much planning that goes into it, and we all get really excited about it. My top three favourites, the stuffing. Cranberry sauce.
What's in that stuffing? I mean, it's not pork.
It's not pork. No. It's a Tom Kerridge recipe.
Oh.
No, it's a really, really good recipe.
Okay. Cranberry sauce.
Sauce
cannot be one of... I'm sorry.
Bread sauce is one of mine.
No, but
I make
my cranberry sauce. Joe, I don't buy
it. Way in here. I mean, I'm sorry. This is just absolute carnage. We're just giving sauce.
George, did you say... Bread sauce. Yeah, it's my favourite thing.
I've never tried bread sauce.
Get out.
Fuck's sake.
The concept of it's really, like, I've never tried it. We've never made it. And I'm a bit creeped out by it.
It's right, so okay. good. With
right,
brioche.
Right, bringing it back. Stuffing, cranberries, what's number three?
Roast potatoes.
Yes.
I love
roast potatoes. God. Georgina.
Okay.
It's the most important question.
I mean, bread
life.
Sauce, producer Joe. Yes. Yeah. We're going to have that next time.
Pro Joe.
Bread sauce. My stepmom, my mum, she makes an amazing bread sauce. She uses brioche. There's nutmeg in there. I too love stuffing. Usually.
I love a good stuffing.
I do. It's usually with cabbage and pork meat and butternut squash, cranberries, chestnuts, apricots.
So is that number
that
two,
kind of vibe.
Stuffing?
Yeah. Oh, God, why are you making me choose? I do love a pig in a blanket. Oh. To be honest, I know it's a dry meat, but my dad barbecues the turkey every year. My real mum was Australian. He's obviously been influenced somewhere along the line. It takes 2 hours for a 13-pound turkey. No tanning, no basting.
Why do I feel like we've had George's entire family tree? Yeah. Just like...
Guys, I want you to draw me a family tree after this episode. You've all been warned.
You can send it to us at Fat Chat
Pod. Yeah, the winner will get a sachet of bread sauce.
This podcast has been sponsored by Ancestry UK.
But the turkey is really good. My dad puts this like smoky rub on it. Also the chestnuts and sprouts and bacon.
Okay,
the pigs in blankets, potatoes, red cabbage, carrots.
Joe, can we go for Christmas dinner?
Okay, bye guys. That was good. Thank you. Join us next week.
Why don't I get my turn?
Sorry, Hayley, you go.
What the shit?
Sorry, you go with whatever your sauceless choices are.
My dry old.
Dry old white bed.
Dry old white bed. Oh, that's George's other Instagram name. Roast potatoes, just for life, not just for Christmas.
Every week.
Yeah.
Cauliflower and broccoli cheese.
Ooh.
Because saucy, but still a proper flipping food.
No, you don't get that.
This is why I didn't want sauces included, because I feel like the sauces should still be on the table and you just get the other three. That's all I'm saying.
We've got
Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, do you have a Yorkshire pudding on your Christmas dinner?
Mate.
I love a Yorkshire pudding. Every I make time. A good one.
Yeah, every time. Aunt Bessie's. There's not enough space in the oven.
George full of figure full of bus. Cooked in goose fat. Yes.
Amazing. Right.
And guys, please head on over to Fat Chat Pod, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Make us drool. Tell us what's in your Christmas dinner.
I think what we should do is have one of those Twitter knockout polls for Christmas dinner.
Yes.
We can have potato go up against
cauliflower
parsnip.
Yeah. Cheese situation.
Should we engineer this so it's our perfect dinner? Like,
yeah.
Carrot,
potato up against kale.
Brussels versus turkey. Go.
No, but my Brussels come with bacon and chestnuts.
They're still not going to win.
So, who to follow this week? Well, it is that time of year, as we've been talking about. It is such a happy time of year, but there is that flip side. Like, it can be overwhelming. We can be surrounded by things that, you know, can bring us down. And our very own Hayley, lovely Miss Curves and Curls in here, she has got another Instagram that she runs with a couple of other lovely admins, and it is called Sad Girls Support Group. That is at Sad Girls Support Group. We're going to be linking it on our social medias if you didn't catch that. And she's going to be popping on some self-care tips and all sorts of other things on there this festive season. So if you give that a follow, it should perk your timeline right up, and there can be other people on there that you can have a chat with. It's just a really lovely space if you want to interact with like-minded people and just look at some great memes and cartoons and things like that. So make sure you give that a follow.
Don't forget, you can keep the Fat Chat going by following us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Fat Chat Pod. Let's be honest, we'll probably all be on our phones at some point on Christmas Day. And if you have any suggestions of who we should follow, please let us know. We're always excited to find new accounts.
Also, please send us pictures of your Christmas dinner. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Next week is Christmas Eve.
Yay!
Come on, George.
The old Grinch.
And if you're still wondering who the fuck we are, then that is probably the perfect time to tune in to our next episode, which will be about getting to know us.
Still wondering who the fuck I am? Like, will that help
then
me?
Then we've got problems.
Welcome to the existential episode at Fat Chat Pod.
If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, you can rate and review us on there. We'd really appreciate it. This podcast at Fat Chat Pod was brought to you by Secret Recordings Network.
See you next Tuesday.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.